Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shavuos. So we now continue in the halachos of things that you may or may not have realized would be prohibited because of the fact that they could lead to someone thinking that maybe you're trying to improve the growth of the field. So let us begin in Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Lo yiftach adam machtsev batchila letoch sadeis. A person can't expose, or cannot at least begin to expose, what's called a quarry. A quarry is a whole bunch of stone rocks that a person would cut into to use the stone from this giant rock to build from it. So a person can't expose, or cannot begin to expose, this quarry in his field. And take note of the fact that we say begin, because we'll see what that really means later on, the end of the next Mishnah. So a person, again, a person can begin to expose this quarry in his field, meaning that if he has this quarry in his field that's like covered by earth, right? But it's known that he has all this rock underneath this like one little layer of earth, so he can begin to dig into the earth to expose the rock and then cut stone from it, because people will then say, oh, this guy must be trying to remove the whole rock so that the land that's beneath it and around it will be fit for planting. Aji yubo shalosh merubio Shehin Shalosh Al Shalosh Al Rum Shalosh. So this is usur unless this quarry has like within it this exposed area of rock that would be large enough to provide three blocks of stone, and each of these three blocks of stone would be measuring three amos wide by three amos long, with a height of three amos. Shi'uran Esrim V'sheva Avanim, implying that their size, the total size of all of these three blocks, would be enough to produce 27 separate pieces of stone, each of which would measure one amma wide by one amma long by three ammos high. That's just in a nutshell what the requirement has to be. So if such a large mass of rock of this quarry is already exposed, and everyone will realize that this is clearly just an area where someone is going to be pulling stones out to build something with it, then the owner is allowed to remove stone from this on the Shemitah year, because people will just make this assumption. However, if it's not like this, then one cannot go ahead and remove stone from it. And that is Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav now says further, what about a stone fence that's around my field? So gadar sheyesh bo eser avanim shel masoi shnayim shnayim. If I have a fence that has at least 10 stones, and each of these 10 stones, the stones are so heavy that you need at least two men to carry one of the stones. Hare ilu yinatilu. So then these stones can be removed. Meaning, I can take down the fence and take away all the stones from the field, because no one's going to think for a second that this field is being dismantled and taken apart just so that I can plant underneath it. It's clear that this stone fence is so significant that I'm just using the stones for building, but if not that, then it would not be worth it, the amount of work that it's taking just to plant the little strip of land underneath the stones. Shir gader asar tvachim. So this halacha applies only when the fence is at least 10 tvachim high. But pachos mikain machzev, if the height is less than this, or if it has fewer than 10 stones, or if it does have 10 stones, but not every one of them is like this heavy enough that too many to carry it, then its halachic status is going to be like a quarry when you can't take all the stones from it. Vigomamo ad pachos miha'aretz tefach. And therefore, in just like a regular quarry, so one is allowed to cut it down to within a tefach of the ground, that he leaves a tefach layer of stone that's standing, and that the ground remains underneath that fit the ground should not be revealed, essentially. That would be the halacha there. And then says the Mishnah further, that bame devar mamurim, when do all these halachas that we've said apply? Mitoch shelo, when a person is taking stones from his own field, aval mitoch shel chavero, but if he's taking stones from someone else's field, it's clear then that he's not trying to make his friend's field grow, but rather he's clearly just taking stones because he wants to use them. So Mashu wrote Seitol. So in that situation, he could take whatever he wants. Everyone knows exactly what he's doing. It's all about the stones and nothing to do with the growth of the field. Bamed Devar Mamurim, when If it is in his own field, when would these halachos apply? Bezman shelo hischil bo me erev shvius, when he didn't start doing these things from before the Shemitah year. Aval im hischil bo me erev shvius, but if he did start all these things before the Shemitah year, so mashu who wrote sin notel. So everyone knows he's been doing a large construction project for a while, so he is allowed to take at this point whatever he wants, and there are no concerns in terms of people being thinking that he may be doing things to promote the growth of the field during the Shemitah year. Everyone knows he's doing construction. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.